Shalom Aleichem, sweetie's friends. This year should be a special chutz for Golan ben Gabriela, Matan ben Dvorah, Niyama Yoshev Bitzion. Perek Mem Dalid, Pasuk Yotches, the beginning of Parshas Vayigash. Vayigash, I love you, Dabba Yoimer. Bi Adoni, Adabar Nabdacha, Adabar Bozni, Adon, Biarcha, Pravdecha, Kikha Moicha, Kefara. Yehuda approached him and said, "Please, my master, let your servant speak in the hearing of my master." And don't be angry at our servant, for you are like Paro. The Mefarshim already wonder what this whole Arichos is in the Hakdama of Yehuda. Just why doesn't he say what he needs to say without the whole preface? Obifrat, he writes, Ki kamocha kefaroi. So we have to understand the etymanian. What does it mean, Ki kamocha kefaro? We see earlier on at the end of Parshas Mikha, it's Pasuk Tezayin, that Yehuda said, Manadabra, Manitzdada, Kinin Wavadim Ladoni, Gamanachnu, Gamashenim Tzagavia Biyado. And that it says in Pasuk Yitzayin, Vyarma Chalilili Measozos, Aishashar Nimtzagavia Biyado, Hu Yali Evid, Batem Alu Lashalom Elavichem. So Yehuda says, well, what can we say? We're servants to our master, us, and the one who's, you found the goblet in his possession. And that it says in Pasuk Yitzayin, he says, no, Chas Shalom. The one who has the goblet, he's going to be my slave. And you go home in peace to your father. And that it says in Pasuk, in the first Pasuk here in Parshas Vayigash, Vayigash, I love Yehuda. So, since Yehuda was masking, they should all be avodim, right? Yehuda agreed that they all should be avodim. At the end of Parashas Miketz, he said, "We'll all be avodim." Hinenu avodim la'adoni, gam anachnu, gam asher nimtza gavia biyado. So we're all going to be servants. So what's the problem? And now he has all these tainas against Yosef that he's taken Binyamin as an Eved. If he takes everybody, then he's not going to say everything he was about to, he's going to say now. And only when he takes just Binyamin, then his father is going to go down to the grave. What does he say, Vayter? He says, Adoni Shal Sabad of Lemur, you have a brother, you have a father. And we said, yeah, we have an old father, and he is a son, etc., etc. And now, he said, bring him down. He said, we said he can't leave his father. And he said, well, don't come and see me again if you're not going to come with your brother. Told our father the whole story. Our father said, go get us some food. We said, we can't without our brother. And then my father said, you know, I have two sons from my wife, and one of them was killed, and I haven't seen until now. Now you're going to take this one, the Karo Ason, and then a tragedy is going to happen to him. And v'horadatem esev asi barash ha'ola, and you'll bring my gray hairs down to the grave in ill fortune. It'll be terrible. How am I going to come back? So in other words, he has this whole taina about how he's to bring back Binyamin. But would he not have had all of these tainas if they were all taken? He would have had these tainas also. So why is it only he agreed that they should all be taken? But Yosef is like, no, I only want Binyamin. And then he has all these tainas. Even if he would take all of them, what is bothering Yaakov? Surely it would bother him even more if he lost all of his children, not just Binyamin. Certainly Binyamin's going to be taken in Manavshach. So why does he only have these tainas? Because he says, I'm only taking Binyamin. Mashma, if he would have taken all of them, like Yehuda offered, and he didn't have a problem with that, then everything's going to be just cool. So see the Archaim at the end of Miketz, the Al-Shech, Nach. We also have to understand what it says in Parashas Miketz in Pasuk Yud, and what it says in Pasuk Tesh, Hashem to us, Yitom Me'avadecha, Uvameis, Kamenachon Yaladoni Lavodim. that whoever you find the goblet with will die and will be your servants. And he said, Gama taki devrechem kenu, asher yimtze ito yeli evet. He said, yeah, what you say I'm going to do. Whoever has the goblet is going to be my slave. And you are all going to be Nikim. You're all going to be scot-free. That's what it says in Pasuk. Tess, it says, Hashem Yimtzo Atomi Avadecha V'meis. Whoever servants by whom it is found will die and will be your slaves. And he says, yeah, like you say, whoever has it will be my slave. And the rest of you will go off scot-free. It's very difficult to understand. He says, Gamata now, yes, also now, Kidivrechem Kenu. Like you say, so it's going to be. What did they say? Mishinimsa Gavia Biyado Shiamut. And they're going to be slaves. And he said, yeah, yeah, like you said. And then he said something completely different. He said, whoever has the Gavia is going to be my slave. And the rest of you are going to go free. So what do you mean, Kidivrechem? Such a funny conversation, bizarre. Ain bizarre. Chaim al shech malbe meshechoch manach nach. Kliyakar. The Kliyakar also answers v'atem tiyunikiyim. Why is that different than what it says later on in Pasuk Zayin? Atem alu l'shalom el avichem. You go up in peace to your father. First it says you'll be nikiyim, and here it says go up in peace to your father. Also, what's Pshat and Pasuk Tezayin? Hinu avadim ladoni. Gam anachnu gam ashenim sagavia biyada. When he just said, we're going to be slaves to you, also us, and also the one who you found the goblet in his hand. So why did he double it up? Why doesn't he just say, we'll all be slaves to you? Why does he say, no? Hinu avadim ladoni hu. Gam anachnu gam ashenim sagavia biyada. Also us, and also the one who you find the goblet. Just say, we'll all be servants to you. והשאלות באמת מעוררות תמיהה. אז נראה במה שכתוב בפסוק, זה אנחנו הולכים בעקבות מורנו ורבינו, מאור עינינו, לשמו לזכרו תאוות נפש, רבי דוד זצ"ל. כתוב בפסוק אשר ימצא בגביע בידו ומת. נכון, אנחנו הקראנו את הפסוק, שכתוב the one who has the asher yimtza ito me'avadecha v'meis, whoever has the goblet is going to die and we're going to be slaves. What's pshat he's going to die? The onesh on the genev is not misa. It's avdus. Like we see earlier on, 43:18. That it says earlier on in the previous parak. They were very Anush, and the men were frightened. They've been brought to Yosef's house, and they said, because of the money which is returned to our packs last time were being brought, to bring upon us, and to fall upon us. That what? In other words, to accuse us. And also to take us as slaves. So you see that the Avon is becoming a slave, not dying. So mehechetesi, that the one who you find the goblet with him, he's going to die. But there's also a taina here of shilamtim ra tachas tova, like we have in Pasuk Dalet, that it says, Pasuk Dalid, הם יעצו יאו לא הרחיקו, יעצו מעשה בעצם כמו דבר אחרי נשי, מסתכל מרת להם, לא משלם דמרת תחס טובה. So yeah, they're leaving, and then Yosef says to tell them, well, why did you pay good for bad? How could you do that? That's a terrible thing. Shilamtem ra tachas tova. Legabi Geneva, Rashi writes in Pasuk Yud, that min hadin kedivrechem kenu, that you're all chayiv. And what does Rashi say in Pasuk Yud? Pasuk Yud Rashi says, v'yomer gamakat kedivrechem kenu, right after they said, asher yimatzei itome abadecha v'meis, gamanachum gatni alavodim, alavodim, v'yomer gamakat kedivrechem kenu, asher yimatzei to yeli evid, v'atem tiyunikiyim. So Rashi says, Gam Ata, also now, indeed, this is only right, Af Zom and Hadin Emes. Yidrechem Kenu, Shekulchem Chayavim B'davar, that you're all Chayav, because Asara, Shenimtzu, Gneva, Alechad Mehem Kula Nitfasim. There are 10 men and stolen property is found in the possession of one of them. All of them are involved in theft. However, Ani Aseh Machem Lifnim in Hashura, I am going to deal with you more equitably, beyond the letter of the law, and therefore only the one who we find the gevia by him is going to be my eved. So that's his final look at also in the Ramban and the Mizrahi. So that's klape the avera mamonis hamtiyacheset lekulam. That's klape the monetary sin that they committed. Aval benosaf lezeh, benosaf le monetary sin, ish kam avera musarit. There is an ethical indiscretion over here, an ethical infraction. Av hashchata mitzad shilum ra'a tachat tova. Einan yana lemitziut hashchata sheishna b'mushchat atzmo v'lo l'sha'a. If somebody's a mushchas, he's a mushchas. What does that have to do with the other guy? The other guys, they're all partners in the Geneva. But if there's a hashchata musarit, it's only this person's hashchata musarit. And that's why is he going to die? Because shilamtem ra tachas tova. As a group, you're all guilty of the geneva. But this ethical infraction of repaying good for bad, bad for good, for that you die. And that's only the person who did it himself, and not the whole group. That's why he ran after him. He said, why'd you pay bad for good? And now he says that, now Yehuda says that this person's going to die. So for the Geneva and the Avera of Geneva, so they're all going to be Avadim. And that Yosef says, you're right, Kidivrechem. In other words, Kidivrechem, you're right that all 10 of you should be punished. If there are 10 men and stolen property is found in possession of one of them, then all of them are involved in the theft. So the Maisa, all of Yosef's brothers were guilty, and Yosef says, yeah, you're right about that. However, I'm going to go to Lefnei Meshuvas Hadin, and I'm only going to take one person as an Eved. Only the person who actually took the Gavia, I'm going to take him as an Eved. And that's the Gam Ata Kedivrechem. You know why it's also Kedivrechem? It's not only Kedivrechem. Kedivrechem, you're right that you're all guilty of the Avera Mamonit. And they're going to go to Lefnei Meshuvas Hadin. But it's also Gam Ata Kedivrechem that you said that the one person who you find the Gavi in his possession is going to die. Meaning there's a special onesh for the person himself who did the Avera because he was Mishalim Ra Tachas Toiva. So you said he's going to die. And I say he's just going to be an Eved. But it's Kedivrechem that you said that there's going to be a special punishment for the corrupt person himself. You said it was going to be Misa, and I'm saying it's going to be Avdus. So Gamata Kedivreichem, it's what you're saying was correct. Meaning you're all guilty, but I'm going for Nimishtu, so I'm not going to punish all of you. And you're also correct that you said the person who found the Gavir should die. For that, he deserves it, for that Avera Musarit, for that ethical infraction. And you're right, so I'm gonna not going to do the honors you said of killing him, but I'm going to take him as an avid. Now, in this Hashchata Musarit, you're all clean. You aren't morally obligated in what this one person did. If you're a group and there's stolen property found in the possession of one of you, so it's like you all have it, so you all have to pay the price. But as far as the Hashchata Musarit, as far as the moral corruption of the person who took it, that's only the person, it only applies to the person who took it. So therefore Yosef is saying that attempt unikim, you're clean. You didn't transgress any moral infraction. You weren't the ones who actually stole the Gavir, it was Binyamin. That's a lashon of that the Yosef HaTzadik says. I mean, we know that it's Yosef HaTzadik. In the meantime, they don't know. He says, "I give attempt to unikim, and you're going to be clean because you didn't do anything." What are you free from? The Ra Tachas Tova. There you're Nikim. And you're not Nikim from the Geneva. So what about the Aver of Geneva that Rashi says when you find 10 people that are found with a Geneva? 10 men in stolen property is found in possession of one of them, all are involved in theft. So that, Yosef said, all right, that I'll be mochel. That you're not clean from, that I'll be mochel. And what are you, attempt to nikim? You're clean, because on the other part, on the shilamtem ra tachas tova, and the hashchatam sarit, that's only binyam. That's not you. As far as that's concerned, you're nikim. You don't have sin at all. Now, later on in Pasuk Tesvav, it says, "V'yomer lem Yosef, Mama says, Asher atem asisim le'idatim ki nechesh nechesh yishir kamoni." So he says, "What's that evil thing that you did? Don't you know that I divine? I'm a menachesh. I use this for divining things." Trying to figure out the future for doing magic? Well, what'd you do? In other words, if the taina here is not just on Ra Tachas Tova, the Ra Tachas Tova, the Isha Shah Beis Yosef said that's Pasuk Dalet. That you gave bad for good. I did good for you and you repaid me with bad. But here he's saying more. He's saying, it's not just that. Rashi says that Halo yadatim kish k'choshev k'moni yodeh l'nachash l'odas midas u'misvar u'bina ki atam k'naftam agavir. Don't you know I'm gonna find you out? So Rashi says midas u'misvara. The Rashbam says it's not misvara, it's me magic. And the Sefer Imrei Shefer says that he was saying to them, "You thought you were going to steal the gavia, and I'm not going to be able to do my shtick. Well, I can do my shticking without the gavia. Nachesh nachesh yisher kamoni. I can do my divining even without it." But anyway, Yosef has a taina on them, not only for the Shilamtem Ra Tachas Tova. But he says, what did you do? Don't you know that I can divine? So it's not just a Tvi on Ra Tachas Tova. It's how can you do such a thing? You should have known better. And then what's the answer to that? So the answer is Pasuk Tazayin Vayom Yudah Manomer Ladoni Manadaber Manitzadok HaElohim Matzah Tzavon Avadecha Inenu Avodim Ladoni Gam Anachnu Gam Asher Nimtza Hagavia Biyado. So we're all going to be servants to you. That's Yehuda's response. So he was saying two things. Number one, Mitzadik and Eva. So now they're all chayiv. And number two, because of Ra'at Tachas Tova, because they repaid evil good with evil. And therefore the person who we find the Gavi in his hands is also going to be an Eved. Like we saw earlier that for Geneva you become an Eved. And therefore he split it up into two. Right, gam anachnu, gam asher nimtza gavia b'yadeinu. That's why I split it up into two. Because mitzad geneva we're all chayiv, and an nimtza gavia b'yadeinu is because he was mishalim b'ra tachas tova. And for the mishalim b'ra tachas tova, he should only be getting avdus. We saw in Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, they were very afraid, and they said it's because of the money that we stole. So we're going to be taken as Avadim. So that's the understanding here as well. So there are two things. We're all going to be taken as Avadim, because of the oven of Geneva. And for the Shilamtem Ra Tachas Tov of the person who actually did it, he's also going to be taken as an Eved. And then Yosef answers, no, Chalilali, God forbid I should do such a thing. What Chalil is there over here? It's a din. That if you have 10 people, then Rashi says, if you have 10 people, they're one group, and you find the Geneva amongst them, then they're all going to be guilty. So Chalil that I should take all of you. So it would appear that the onus of Geneva is an onus of judgment. The onish of Ra'at Tachas Tov doesn't relate to judgment. It's a lo onish mishpati. It's midin malchus. Shekoch biad malchus to punish for hashchasa, even if there's nothing legal involved. No legal infraction over here, if it's just a moral infraction. Manitzvi says chalil, the Rashi says earlier on in Pasuk Zayin, and in Parashas Va'era, Yud Ches Chaf Hei, chulin hu li. Hachalil alach hashefet kol ha'aretz. In other words, we're talking about din malchus. That din malchus is shalok mishpat harogil. Mishpat malchus is not klapi the individual. Mishpat malchus is vis-a-vis the klal, the collective. Like we see in the Rambam, Paragimel mehilchos malachim halacha yud. So a king has to have a more broad perspective, a sweeping perspective. And so you're the shofet kol aretz, you have to be mitchashev b'chol aretz. Not only with the yechidim, to take the klal into account also, you can't destroy all of stone. They're going to be 10 tzaddikim. That's chulin. Be a mishpat of chulin. It won't be a mishpat of malchus. Chulin is a secular mishpat. That only takes the person into account. Malchus has to take everybody into account. See here also, Yosef says that it would be chulin if I'd punish you guys. That's the secular judgment. I want mishpat hamalchus. And the Mishpat HaMalchus judges moral infractions as well. And that's why I'm only going to judge him, the one who has the Gavia Biyado. And you go back in peace to your father. Not that you're Naki, he doesn't say you're Naki. Before anyone, he says you're Naki from the moral infraction. Here he's saying, Atam Alu L'Shalom El Avichem. He's saying that I'm a Vater on the Geneva. So you can go up in peace. You're right, you're guilty of Geneva, but then I'm Mochala. So you can go up in peace to your father. So earlier on, He said to them that Atem tihyu nikiyim, you're going to be clean. What are you clean from? You're clean from the immoral infraction. You weren't mishalim ra tachatz tova. And now when he says Vatem alu l'shalem elavichem, now he's referring to the Geneva. The Geneva, you were guilty, but still, that I'm Ochala. So you can go up in peace to your father. And I'm judging here a Mishpat of Malchus. And that's why he says, Lashon of Chalila, I don't want to judge a Mishpat of Chulin. If there's a judgment of Chulin, then you guys are guilty also. But I'm going to do a judgment of Malchus here. And I'm going to let you guys off the hook. I'm going to give you amnesty. And I'm only going to take him for the raw tachas tova, not for the Geneva. The Geneva, you're all guilty. But I'm just taking him for the raw tachas tova, and he's going to be my Eved. So that answers the Kliyakras Kasha. Earlier on, why Nikiyam, and here Alu L'Shalom? Because earlier on, you're Nucky from the moral infraction, because you didn't actually take it. Here he's talking about the Geneva, where Rashi says, you're all guilty, 10 people, one Geneva's found amongst 10 people, the one. One guy has it, but you're all considered guilty. So that, you happen not to be, you're not clean from that, but you can still go up in peace, because I'm Ochel. So now it says, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. So if you would want a Mishpat of Chulin, Yifshel Adun Mitzad of Zake. What is Yehuda's whole taina? Yehuda's whole taina is, listen, I have an old father, I have Rachmanis in my father. There's no Rachmanis in a court. Court, you have to judge Yikov Adina Sahar. But now the whole din is Medin Malchus. That's a special din of the king. There's no specific din. There you can take other things into account. There is the Shofet Kol Haaretz. That's why he says, Ki Kamocha Kaparo. You're like Paro, you're a Melech. So therefore you can judge Dine Malchus. You can take other factors into account. You can have Rachmanis Bedin. So that's why that's the whole give and take over here, the whole Shaka Tire, Viga Shelov Yehuda, etc., etc., etc. Because he's saying, you're judging Malchus now, oh yeah. That's why you're letting us go, even though we're guilty of Geneva, but you're still letting us go. And you're only judging him because of Ra'at Tachas Toba, which is a Malchustika thing. That's not a thing. In court, they don't get you for being morally inept. They don't get morally corrupt. They don't get you for that in court. That's Malchus. Oh, you're judging him out to Malchus. So the Sedis have mercy on my father. Now we understand what it says later on in verse 33. And now your servant will sit instead of the lad as a master. And the lad, in other words, let Binyamin go home, will go back with his brothers. So we have to understand Yosef lacks avadim. The neither is an onus of Binyamin. So, either Binyamin is going to be punished or not be punished. What does he need Yehuda to take his place for? He lacks avadim. There aren't avadim in Mitzrayim. So the answer is, the whole tour of Binyamin was onish was because he was an onish machos malchus. But if he'd be joined, onish be, if he'd be punished because of Geneva, so that Yosef was mevater. Who is Yosef Mevater to? Yosef was Mevater to the brothers. But Yosef wasn't Mevater Binyamin, the ownership of Geneva. So Binyamin had two infractions. He had the moral infraction of Ra'at Tachas Tova, and then he had the Geneva infraction. So the Geneva, Yosef was Mochel to the brothers, not to Binyamin. And for Geneva, you also get Abdus like we saw before, right? That's the punishment. They say, oh, We it's like we stole the kesef. It seems like we stole the kesef. We're going to be avadim, Perek Mem Gimel. So Binyamin is going to be an avid for two reasons: Atzurah Tachas Tova and the Geneva. Now, when it comes to the Geneva is regular mishpat. The Geneva is a mishpat of chulin. So he says like this: for you to be Michael Binyamin, so that he can go back to his father, so be Michael him. be mochelim for the raw tachas tova. What about the chiyuv of geneva? Chiyuv of geneva, you were mevater to Binyamin. So Yehuda says, I can't be mevakish mechila on that, because the mishpat says that if 10 people stole, they're all guilty. And you were very nice. You were mochel. You put it into the din of malchus. And you were mochel all of us, but you weren't mochel Binyamin. But since it's because of the geneva, and the geneva is, if you find it, one has it among 10, they're all guilty. So the Seder said, we're all guilty, so then let me sit instead of Binyamin. You want to take Binyamin because he was Mishalim Ra Tachas Tova, so for that I want you to be Mochel him because of his poor father. You're judging Midin Malchus. And now you're judging Midin regular Mishpat of the Geneva, so that as a Melech, so you said, I don't want to judge regular Mishpat. I just want to judge as a Melech, so I'm gonna forego the Geneva. But that's only to the rest of the brothers, not to Binyamin. So you're taking Binyamin, you also want Binyamin and the Geneva? You know what? Take me instead. For that, take me. So that's why Yehuda offered to be an Eved. Because he said, as far as the Geneva goes, all 10 of us are guilty. Since Batsim, all 10 of us are guilty, so take me instead of Binyamin. And as far as the... So he was Mevater to the Achim. So he was Mevater to Yehuda. But Yehuda says, okay, but Sof Kol Sof, we're all guilty. So take me instead of Binyamin. And as far as the Ra Tachas Tova, the moral infraction, so there, Yosef, that's Yosef was taking Binyamin because of that as well. So there Yehuda says, no, there I want you to be Mochel as king because of my poor father. So this is a Mahalach in the Parashah. We still have a lot more to say, Rabbi Yisrael. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Thank you.